Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Our good friend John Heyman joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. They've been doing it for 80-plus years. John, our MLB insider, our Radio.com insider, joining us. John, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
We're doing well. It's been a busy day for you. So what we know, I guess let's start with this morning, the progression, the Cardinals quarantining and such. Kind of give us an update as to what you know.
Yes, two Cardinals players tested positive and out of caution. The game was postponed for today, and we're going to have a game tomorrow at Miller Park, and then two Sunday, seven-inning variety. Cardinals players are isolating in the hotel except for taking another test, and the hope is that there are no more positives. It's just confined to the two players who've been identified as pitchers by The Athletic. They didn't say who they were, and I don't know. That's the hope, and if that is the case, my understanding is there will be a game tomorrow at Miller Park, then two on Sunday.
So I guess the hope is that it's just two guys that are quarantined, and then they just bring in a couple of guys off that taxi squad, and the other two will be quarantined for the duration, and then hopefully we can continue on with baseball.
Right. The first time we had positive tests, we had four with the Marlins, and it turned out they played the game, then there was an outbreak with the Marlins. So they're trying to be cautious, not want to make sure that the Cardinals, the rest of the Cardinals, were not exposed and are not positive, and before we move on with the next game. And the plan is to have the game on Saturday, and again, the Sunday games will be the seven-inning variety.
What are we hearing about some of the Marlins players possibly opting out, some of the guys that are not COVID positive that are now considering calling it quits? Do you know more about that?
Yes. I just reported Eson Diaz, the second baseman, young second baseman, is considering leaving the hotel and opting out. There's no official word that he has done so. He may have. I'm not sure. The Marlins are not commenting on it right now. Their executives are busy trying to find players to have a team and be able to play on Tuesday. So I'm not hurt that they haven't gotten back to me, but there's no confirmation of this. But I have heard that Eson Diaz is considering opting out, and I have heard that he is negative. But my understanding, he has a family consideration and is seriously considering opting out. I don't know if there are other players, but they clearly have a player shortage, but I don't blame anybody who opts out in the Marlins or any other team. There's nothing wrong with putting your health first.
The likelihood, I know that I heard something today, I think it was the MLB Network or where I was reading it, that Major League Baseball, if games are not being able to be completed at a full 60-game slate for some teams, they may go to a winning percentage to determine division leaders and those that would end up in the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, their hope is to play 60 games. Everyone plays 60, but at this point, the Marlins and the Phillies will have missed a full week, and there are only six off days built into the schedule. So it's going to be tough for everybody to play 60 games, but I think they'll have to go by percentage. Because they're clearly wedded to playing the expanded postseason in October and getting it done before November. So I would say that is correct. They'll go by percentage. And, you know, I mean, obviously that's not optimal, but, you know, in the NFL they have tiebreakers with teams with exactly the same record. And, you know, there's complaints about that too, no question about it. But certainly baseball is held to a higher standard in terms of, you know, keeping things perfect.
On the line with us, Radio.com Sports MLB Insider John Heyman, and the Insider calls are brought to you by Pennzoil Motor Oils, made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. So do you feel strong about the way Major League Baseball is handling all of this? I know there was some criticism last night by some of the Cubs that were made to wait around for that that postponement because of weather delays in Cincinnati. But I have said, and you and I have talked about this, there's no blueprint for all of this right now. This is kind of come and go day by day. Do you get an appreciation for the way Major League Baseball is handling things right now, or do you think that things are spiraling in the wrong direction?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly a difficult situation. I will say I've heard the criticism they should have done the bubble. I think it would have been very difficult for baseball to do the bubble. They have much bigger traveling parties, and it's a different situation than the NHL and the NBA. The bubble was going to be, as they were considering it in Arizona, well, it was 108 degrees in Arizona yesterday, and they have only one indoor facility, Chase Field, and you know, they would have had to play multiple games in Chase Field. That's fine, but they couldn't play all 15 games every day in Chase Field. It certainly would have been crowded in Chase Field, very hot outside of Chase Field. I understand the COVID is a bigger situation than the heat, but, you know, I wouldn't want to try to play a nine-inning game in 108 degrees. It was 118 degrees a couple weeks ago. It would have been very difficult to do a bubble for MLB. The real problem with MLB, though, is the their big traveling parties. In NBA, it's 12 players. MLB, at this point, we had 30 players, so would have been difficult to do it that way. But obviously there have been some issues already. The Marlins that really have an outbreak now, to have 60% of their players positive, that's an issue. You know, it's an issue. It's not an issue that's going to get them to consider stopping this. You know, I think they're going to try to figure it out for now. And, you know, obviously we hope nobody becomes seriously ill. That, to me, would be the bigger problem. If somebody really became seriously ill, the thought is that, you know, we're talking about guys in their 20s and 30s, and you know, the feeling is that the chances are not are good that they'll all recover from this illness.
Talking with John Heyman on Radio.com Sports MLB Insider, and John, the Major League Baseball season, I know that there's a lot of people preaching a lot of gloom and doom. I still have, maybe it's just because I'm a baseball enthusiast, I still have hope that they can finish this thing. I just don't know when it comes to protocols, when it comes to a guy testing positive. They've got a 14-day wait after that. When you have numerous players like the Marlins have had, you got to go 14 days. Are the Marlins currently scrambling for players to be able to kind of field a team? Do we know if they're going to be able to get back on the field anytime sooner than the 14 days? What do we know about the Marlins restart?
Yes, they are scrambling for players. They have claimed three players, including Michael Moran, the pitcher, who I believe is with the Brewers. So they've got three pitchers that they've claimed. They need many more players, more pitchers. They've signed two players. Logan Forsythe was signed. Wilkin Castillo was signed. They have been major leaguers in the past. The problem is they want to get guys who were at least in spring training 2.0 and are ready to go and also are COVID-free. So, you know, it's not easy. There's also a numerical limitation. You only have a 40-man roster, and, you know, if someone goes to the major leagues, they have to be put on the 40-man roster, and if you've already got 18 positives, it really doesn't add up to having 30 men. So they're going to have to figure out a way to probably adjust the rules to accommodate the Marlins somehow, I would think, unless they're going to play with fewer than 30 players, or there's some math genius out there that's got it figured out differently than I do. But I don't see how they can fit 30 players on the field when you can only have 40 men who are on the 40-man roster, and you've got 18 that can't play. And I don't think any of them are going to be able to play by Tuesday. Maybe one or two will. MLB actually has it where if you test negative consecutively, within at least 24 hours apart and have the doctor approval, you can come back before the 14 days. So technically there can be some players that could come back even Tuesday who had been positive and play. You know, I'm not sure that's going to happen though. To get a positive test, then to get two negative tests might not be that easy to do right away. It did happen in some cases. It was Juan Soto, and they assume that, or they think presumably that he was had a false positive, unfortunately. But if you actually had a legit positive, to get two negatives and 24 hours apart, it's going to be difficult to get them back on the field by Tuesday. But if they have a few of those that are able to get the two negatives quickly and play, that will help alleviate some of their problem. But they're in a bind. They really are.
An incredibly busy day for John Heyman, our Radio.com Sports MLB Insider. Insider calls brought to you by our friends at Pennzoil Motor Oils, made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. I want to go more to the on-the-field stuff. We've seen Woodruff get off to a tremendous start. It was interesting. I was watching Major League Baseball, the channel the other day, and John Smoltz said he is his candidate for a Cy Young. Do you think Woodruff has the stuff to be a Cy Young Award winner?
He's got great stuff, so, you know, it's possible. There's a lot of competition in the National League, Jake DeGrom, and obviously all those Nats guys, and Bueller. You know, there are a lot of great pitchers in the National League. It's not easy to win a Cy Young. He definitely has the stuff to do it, you know, fantastic for him. And he can hit, too, from what I recall from seeing him in the playoffs. But
yeah.
He is a fantastic pitcher. So he could do it. He has the stuff, just like we're seeing some new guys, Shane Bieber with the Indians. He's got the stuff to do it and maybe upset Garrett Cole out in the American League. But, Woodruff, I wouldn't rule that out. I mean, I think DeGrom is the favorite. I think he's the best pitcher in the league. But Woodruff is very, very good, and it's very fortunate to have him on that team.
One more question, and that is Christian Yelich really struggling at the plate. I watched his last plate appearance the other day in Pittsburgh, and he just on that breaking ball low and away just looked all just fooled, like he was almost guessing. At what point, if you're a Brewers fan, do you start to become really concerned about Christian Yelich?
Yeah, I mean, it's a weird season. He didn't look good in spring training 2.0 from what I saw. So, you know, it might take him a little while to get going and get back up to his performance. I saw Adam McAlvey had written a story that he had the best war over the last 2 years in the National League, and today he has the worst war in the National League at negative 0.5. Very, very unusual situation. I don't think it'd be worse than Gary Sanchez, who's 0-for-15, I think, with 10 strikeouts. So, but you know, I at some point you're going to be concerned. I mean, I Christian Yelich is a fantastic player, and he's going to get it going. But obviously, in a short season, you know, you really can't have a 2 week slump. If he limits it to a week, that's fine. But for the team's sake, it can't be longer than that. I mean, eventually, I wouldn't worry about him personally. He's going to be fantastic. But for the team, they need him to get going sometime very soon.
John, always great. I know it's been a busy day for you. Thanks for jumping on with us for a couple of minutes. We certainly appreciate it and look forward to talking to you again soon, okay?
Okay, always great talking to you. And I do want to say hello to my nephew, Sam Engelman, who's 9 years old up in the North Shore Little League up there. He's quite a player, not Christian Yelich caliber, but very, very good.
I got to keep an eye on him now. Fantastic.
Right.
John, always a pleasure. Right. Talk to you soon, buddy.
All right,
there you go. John Heyman, Radio.com Sports MLB Insider. The Insider calls are brought to you by our friends at Pennzoil Motor Oils, made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.